Hey everybody, this is Jordan.
And this is Allie.
And you're listening to Quintessential. All right, welcome back again to another episode. Right off the bat, I want to start with some announcements really quickly. I have my first weekend show. It is a guest spot on a weekend show. It's in a few weeks. I'll know the date when it comes out. But that's exciting. A lot of people have been asking when's another show they can come to that's not just an open mic. So that'd be cool. It's my first paid gig.
Tell them about how you got started into it.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool story. I went to a club in Gilbert for the first time and I did an open mic. And when I got off stage, I went back to the green room and a waitress came over to me and said, "Hey, the owner wants to meet you." So I went over and met the owner and he was like, "Hey, you did really good. I don't know if we've met before. Have you been here before?" I said, "No, it's my first time." And he was really nice and he asked me for my phone number. He goes, "Well, there's going to be a few things coming up. If you're interested, then I can, you know, give you a text or a call when something comes up." I said, "Yeah." A few days later, he asked me if I wanted to do a guest spot on a weekend, which is cool. That doesn't happen often. Usually when I'm doing open mics, it's just during the week. Even those book shows I had were during the week on what, like a Thursday. So it's really exciting to be able to go do a weekend. Everyone knows they're more packed. And then I also am going to get paid my first paid gig.
That's so fun and exciting.
So it's pretty cool. It's a smaller club. It's nothing crazy. I'm very spoiled that my first time ever was at a big 500 seater.
Yeah. So
it's a little different, but
a little less intimidating probably.
Yeah, I don't know. It just depends because like the most intimidated I've been is probably at the smallest room I've ever done just because it feels so much more real.
Interesting.
But at like Stand Up Live, it's a 500 seater and you're up on like an actual big tall stage.
Yeah.
And you can't really see the people out there. And I don't know if that makes sense.
I don't think I'll ever be able to know because I've never done it or been on stage, but that makes sense.
It's just like there's a different vibe kind of when you like.
So are you nervous at all to do this one coming up?
No.
It's gonna be exciting. If anybody wants to go, let us know and we'll let you know how to find it or whatever.
Yeah, I'll be posting about it on my Instagram when I find out the actual date. I know it's in February. I think it's the 25th, I think. But I'll know the date and time when it comes out. If people want to know, I'll be posting about it. You can follow me on Instagram and just pay attention for stuff like that. There will be more in the future, so that's a good place for me to post them. But we have another announcement that I'm excited about, but can you do it?
Yeah, so we have some friends who are raising money to adopt. I think it's great, and I wanted to put their information out there. They gave us permission to do this. They obviously have a place where you can just donate money, but also they're raising money. So they have like apparel you can buy. They have puzzle pieces you can buy. And I think they're also doing stained glass. That's like fairly new. But anyway, so they have a website and I just wanted to read the website, spell it out for you. You can go to it and help out any way you can. If you're feeling generous or feeling like you have a heart today, then you should go visit it. So it is www.bradenandemily.com. I'm going to spell the name. So www.bradenandemily.com. And they're just such nice people. And I feel like nice people like that should get the whole world. So literally the nicest humans. They're always doing like service and giving food to people. And like, what was it? Like a food drive or something.
Mm-hmm.
They're nice people.
And they're very, nice people.
Very selfless. So we feel like everybody should go and try to help them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. And also they were in town for like 12 hours and he came to one of my shows. They both came to one of my shows.
They're just so nice.
Yeah. They're very nice and supportive. And we just really appreciate them a lot. And we like how they're doing this. And it's really cool how they're like making stuff to go towards the fundraiser instead of just asking for money. It's really cool how they're doing that. I like how they're making some cool stuff. And you have your shirt coming in.
Yes. So I did order a shirt from them. We're going to get more down the road. I also bought a stained glass from them. Their stained glass is so cute. So if you want to find them on Instagram too, and you can just like look into all of it, because they have like a description and everything on their adoption page, because I don't know that much, but I just know that they're doing it. So
yeah, we'll post more about it on our Instagram and stuff, so you can have the links.
Yes, yes, that'd be helpful.
But we love them, and we just, I don't know, we want to help them out because they help us out all the time. So mm-hmm. Let's get into the show. How's that sound?
Yeah. First off, we wanted to say thank you for all the love on the last episode. It was kind of hard to put out, or at least it made us a little nervous and anxious. But I will say that it's extremely relieving, and there's so many of you out there who appreciated it too.
There were a lot of people reaching out, lots and lots. I was surprised. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had like 100 people reach out and say something along the lines of us too. Mm-hmm. And we knew that before. That's what we've talked about. Even in the last episode, we talked about how people had reached out, but it was overwhelming this time. There was a lot of people, which made me happy, but also sad for them. And so many people are like, oh, my family has no idea. I don't even talk to my spouse about it, whatever the thing is. And a lot of people just related to it, and everyone was very nice.
Yes. So thank you guys so, so much for listening and continuing to listen. If you're here right now listening, thank you. It just means the world. This is so fun for us.
Yeah. We had a lot of people that said it was their first time listening was last episode. So we've got some new doggies here. Got a new gang.
Aww.
And we're building it up, and that's okay.
Yeah.
So I have a few stories I've been wanting to tell you.
Okay, tell me.
And so I'm excited to get into them, okay?
Are you going to tell me the one
that you were thinking about on the
drive here?
Yeah. So I have to tell the story so that the people on the podcast know what I'm talking about. Then I have to tell you the story of that you don't know. That's the second portion. I went to an open mic last week, and as soon as I walked in, an old crazy looking man was in the building, and he turns to me and goes, hey, you like comedy? Come on in. We got a great line. Like, just went off about trying to sell me on coming to buy a ticket. And I'm like, oh, I know, I'm a comedian too. I'm going to be on the show. I'm doing it too. And he didn't even listen to me. He just kept going and said like, oh, I got a great show for you. You're going to love it. These people are hilarious. I come here all the time, which no, you don't. Cause I go there all the time. Never seen you before, pal. Somebody's telling a lie and it's not me. But I listened to him cause he's not even responding to me. He just looks all disheveled. He's got wild hair. I didn't have a mask on, and the girl behind the counter was getting me one, but the guy was like, oh, I have one, reaches in his cargo short pockets and pulled out like a handful of soggy looking muffled together masks. Hey, I'd rather lick a homeless person's ass than wear your mask. It's probably just as disgusting. It was disgusting. He's gross. He was gross. So I walk past the guy. I sit down in the audience or whatever, waiting for the whole thing to start. Then I am just sitting around. I go to the bathroom. I'm in the bathroom going pee at the urinal, and the door opens and the crazy guy comes into the bathroom, but he's talking. And I figure he's on the phone or something. So he's walking in, he's talking, and he goes into the stall next to me. And so he sits down to take a shit or whatever, and he's still talking, but then he leaves a silence, and I say, oh, are you talking to me? And he goes, yeah, yeah. Anyway, so my brother, whatever, keeps talking, and I'm just like, what is happening? I don't even know what he's talking about. He's mumbling and can't hear him. And so I go and I wash my hands, and he's still talking this whole time. And I just walked out of the bathroom, and he just was still talking, and he's like laughing to himself. So I go out, I go back and sit down. About 5 minutes later, me sitting there on my phone, I don't see the guy come out of the bathroom yet. I'm a curious little guy. Hey, you know that about me. So I think, no, it can't be. And I go into the bathroom, and he's still talking in the stall. He thinks I'm still in there. And I just walk out again and just leave again. That's hilarious to me. And whatever, the night goes on. This sad son of a bitch is heckling every single comedian that goes up. He is like talking all loud. He's laughing really hard. He's saying things like, oh, you can't say that. And it's like, dude, shut up. The whole time. To the point where people laughed at someone's joke, and he stood up and said, hey, let's settle down. Don't be too rowdy. It's like, that's what we want them to do, is to laugh. He's a crazy guy. He got up and did his set, and it was so, so bad and uncomfortable. I sent Allie a voice memo of it, and I want to hear your description of it, because I was there for the whole night. What was it like to you?
It sounded like grumbling.
Like, could you even hear anything of what he was saying?
No.
It was really...
You think I still have it?
You probably do.
I'm going to be searching while you keep talking.
But it was really, really bad and just uncomfortable. And no one laughed the whole time. Everyone was just like, what is happening? I don't even know what this guy's saying. He's talking to himself. He'd laugh to himself. It was just really a big, giant ordeal. I hated it. So then finally, he got off and he like left. I don't really know. He just kind of disappeared into the night. And I got home, talked to Allie about it. And so that's the story that you've heard. Okay. Mm-hmm. I have an update to the story.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I was driving in Phoenix in the middle of the day, and I see a person on the side of the road, like having an argument with themselves.
No.
And I get a little bit closer, and it was him.
No. No, you're lying.
I swear.
It was him.
I swear.
He's homeless?
He is either a homeless person or just a cracked out guy or both.
Oh, was it by the club?
No, it was in Phoenix. I swear.
You're really good at seeing someone and knowing exactly who they are.
No, it was him.
Like, I know it was him because you wouldn't make that up.
That made me laugh so hard to myself. And it's annoying because I love doing this podcast with you, but I went to call you to tell you the story and I thought like, no, I'll just tell her on mic. It's funnier that way.
Oh, I have something sad to say.
What? You can't find it?
No, I accidentally deleted our messages.
Really? What the heck?
I know.
Why?
The earliest I have is last Wednesday.
Why?
I don't know. Isn't that sad?
But why though?
All of our pictures are gone.
Why did you do that? You know how many times you've done
sad.
That?
That's sad. I know. I don't know how that happened.
But how do you feel about that story? He's a homeless crazy guy. Like I
mean,
knew it.
You knew it, but that's just funny and that would happen to you. That kind of stuff always just happens to you.
I also am very weirdly observant. Like I was paying attention.
You're very, very observant. Well, so Jordan is very observant. He's very good at knowing like everything. But like if we're out in public, he'll see someone. He's like, oh, I know who they are. And then like he'll remember. And it's this person from like first grade, you know, just like. And he is like, I call them laser eyes because I will have my phone flash for 1 second in his direction and he's had the whole conversation memorized and it annoys the living crap out of me. It bugs me so bad and I don't know why it bugs me so bad, but it's annoying because, okay, first off, maybe I'm texting about his birthday present or Christmas present and then
well,
his laser eyes
sees
it. Well,
I make sure like to not look because I don't want to ruin the surprise either.
But anyway, so yeah, Jordan has like, if you're texting and you're sitting next to Jordan, just know he's already read your whole conversation.
I've talked about it on the podcast. Like if I can see your screen, then you're showing it to me.
Yeah.
If I can even see your screen at all, it's because you want me to read it. That's how my head.
And you're nosy.
I am so nosy. I'm like, oh my gosh, who freaking had an abortion? Let me see. Like some random person on the subway in Arizona for some reason. I'm like, gimme. I want to read everyone's text messages.
And you do.
I do.
Yeah, so if you think you have secrets, you don't, because Jordan knows all of them.
I really do. I hate to tell you guys this, but I know it that all your secrets. Sorry. But that story was funny, and I wanted to tell you that. Now, something else we need to get into is my favorite segment so far, That Won't Do.
That won't do.
No, it won't do. Simply won't do. Now, let's complain, baby, because you know I got complaints this time. What am I going to complain about? Do you know?
Yeah, my grandma.
Your grandma. And specifically, the fact that she is passive-aggressive.
Can we explain the living situation right now?
Well, yes, but I just want to say, my complaint this time is passive aggression pisses me off. That is the broad complaint. The reason I don't like it, I'll get into. But what made me think about it is because of your grandma, who we recently are seeing a lot of. Mm-hmm. And you can explain if you want.
Okay, so years ago, my grandma's husband, my grandpa, died. Then she got remarried to a guy named Ralph. Ralph is, how old was he, like 93, 94
when they got married? Yeah.
93 or 94 when they got married. So he just barely died, just like right before Christmas. Mm-hmm. And he chose the wrong time to die because it really messed up everybody's plans. It did. My mom's like, couldn't he have waited a week? Like, come on,
what
man.
What a selfish thing to do.
And so he passed away, and that's sad, but he wasn't my grandpa. He was my step-grandpa.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was kind of weird. He'd, when I was pregnant with Blake, he told me that he'd give me $100 to name the baby inside me Dixie, which is my grandma's name. And then I like was like, no, it's okay. And then he was like, oh, I can't. you say it.
Just literally anything. We'd be like, hey, how you doing? Yo, you saw those Cardinals, huh? I'm like, oh, what was that? Oh, you're more of a Browns
so
fan?
Old. What if Blake literally calls him a skeleton? She goes, Ralph's a skeleton. Because he is.
And it's just he's an old guy. And
wait, I have to finish my story. So he was going to give me $100 to name Blake Dixie. And I said no. And then he told me he would give me $100 to give him a kiss on the cheek.
Okay, now here's where the complaints roll in like a hurricane.
He was just kind of funny.
He's always like, come here, give me a kiss. Come to grandpa. It's like, dog, you are not this little bit. Like, Blake was 2 years old and he's like, wants her to give him kisses. Weird to
he
me.
He wanted me to kiss him.
Yeah, he wanted
cheek.
To see her. He asked if he could. It was really weird because he asked if he could see her asshole. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like,
freaking sick.
He wanted to see your tits, the whole thing, the whole shebang, at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, right after the prayer.
Yeah, I asked someone to pass me the mac and cheese, and he said, Allie, show me your tits. And that was weird.
Yeah, but I mean, I've done it before, so.
That's true. It's normally what we do at Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I can understand why he'd.
Yeah, he kind of was missing out because he was taking too long in the bathroom, so he wanted to see them.
He was taking too long to come from the front door to the table in his walker. Yeah.
Aw, his little walker.
But explain, so we were talking about your grandma.
Yeah, so basically Ralph passed away, and he's interesting, and we have so many Ralph stories, and they're great. But because he passed away, my grandma lives with my parents now, and... Well, I guess that explains why she's around now. I mean, she's always been passive aggressive. She's very sweet, too. Like, we're going into this, like, she's a very sweet old lady just trying to do things for people and is very sweet. However,
passive aggressive, real bad. And it's to the point where, like, one time we were at dinner and my father-in-law, Allie's dad, was making some, he was getting himself a plate and Allie's grandma's like, oh, are you making that for Ralph? It's like, no. So are you saying you want me to get him a plate? Like, just ask. And this is what I have a complaint about really bad. And I've been telling you a lot about how I want to talk about this because it bugs me. I can't get it out of my head. So for Christmas, Allie got me some really nice shoes. I'm not going to say what they are. It doesn't matter. But they're expensive and they're nice and I like them a lot. And they got shipped to my in-law's house because of Christmas. So after Christmas, I went over there to pick up the shoes. Because she told me on Christmas that she got them for me, but we were just waiting for them. You know how you do that? So I went to pick up the shoes. They're sitting on the counter in the box. And I like go in and I grab them. And my father-in-law is like, oh, I haven't even seen them yet. Like, let's see them. And Allie's grandma comes over and she's like, are those the shoes that you clip open and you slide your foot? Like old people's shoes? Or you don't have to reach down to tie them or whatever? And I'm like, I don't think so. Like, these are freaking... really expensive, nice shoes. They're not like old granny shoes. And so then she like wants to see me open the box too. And then she like takes a shoe out and she's like, oh, it's not the shoe that you slipped the foot in. I was like,
she
no!
wanted to bring it up so bad.
What freaking makes you think that I have like weird, like, what do you want me to have Dr. Scholl's orthotics in there too? You think that, why? Is it just because she wants your dad to know that she wants those type of
shoes?
That's
exactly what it is. That's exactly how she is. The other day, I was over at my parents' house wrapping a present. I needed bubble wrap, and my mom had some, so I was wrapping it up real fast, literally running downstairs to grab scissors, running back up because I was going to meet my mother-in-law to get my kids, so I had to be fast. My grandma can see that I'm running, and it also stinks because she can't hear. Mm. So I'll be like running, and she'll be like, what? And I'm like, I didn't say anything. And then she'll be like, what? Like leans her ear in closer. I'm like, I didn't say anything. So I'm like running around trying to wrap this present and like, oh, I need to get a sticky note now to put you know, to and from. And as I'm leaving, I'm in a hurry and I'm shutting the door. My grandma yells out to me, "Oh, are you going to the post office?" And I was like, "No." And she was like, but you're not, what are you going to do with that? You're not shipping it?" And I was like, "It's literally a present wrapped in wrapping paper." "No." And she's like, "Oh, dang it. I need to go to the post office." I'm still shutting the door at this point. And I should have been a nice, like, granddaughter and been like, "Oh, you need something to, okay, I'll go. You know, I'm driving past one, I'll go." But I was just like, "See ya."
And the best part to me about that is your parents have like a huge, tall, beautiful metal front door. So you slammed that bitch in your grandma's face. Like, it makes a loud sound.
"Are you going to the..."
Slams so loud. You know how big of a door?
But it's funny because she knows I wasn't. Why would she think I'm going to the post office? She just...
Why would she think my freaking $500 shoes are granny shoes? Why would she think either of these things are the way that they are?
It's because she just... It gives her an idea of like, "Oh, but I can squeeze in this and I can..." Kind of, oh, she said something to my dad the other day. I can't remember what it was. And my dad's like, "Oh."
That's like when we were driving home from the airport. I had picked you and your dad up from the airport and the girls. And we were driving home from the airport. Your grandma calls your dad and says like, "Oh, I just went to Costco and it's really the back of my car is really full of groceries. Your dad's like, "Oh, cool." She's like, "Yeah, I wish there was someone to help me unload it because I am too little. Can't unload all the heavy weight." And he's like, "Do you want us to come do that?" And she's like, "Oh, you don't have to." It's like, just freaking ask me to do it.
It's funny too, because my dad plays the game. You know, I mean, it's his mom. Of course he knows how this works. And the whole like, "Oh, nice." And it like, she literally pushes and pushes until my dad's like, "So, mom, are you saying you need some help?" You know?
I'm like, just ask. I don't understand what the problem is.
Yeah, it is really funny. And because she's passive aggressive, my dad's kind of passive aggressive. And I think, am I a little bit?
I don't think so.
I'm not too bad, but like, it's like a cycle that kind of has to be like broken.
I don't think you're that bad. There's sometimes that you'll say, like, I'll tease you about it. You're not really, though. But I'll tease you about little things. Like you'll say like, "Do you want to change this diarrhea diaper?" And I'm like, "No." Ask me if I will. And I don't want to. Could I? Yeah. Or whatever. I'll tease you about that. But that's not really passive aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you are.
Not too bad. Not like that.
I don't think there's many people in our generation, the younger generation, that are. Because a lot of us speak our mind a little too much.
Yeah, that's true. I was also going to tell you, so since my grandma's moved in, my mom has been having a hell of a time getting new decorations put around her house. And my grandma like will show up with just like things that she found at like TJ Maxx or Ross. And my mom's like, "I am trying to get rid of junk." And she's just buying stuff and putting it in my house. And our house smells like very... What's that grandma smell?
I don't know. Estee Lauder. Estee Lauder.
Yeah. I walked in and I was like, "Oh." And I walked upstairs and my mom's door was shut. And my mom's like, "Can you shut that? I don't want the smell
your mom has
coming
like,
into my room."
Your mom has like a humidifier and purifier in her room and everything.
Well, it's funny too, because I show up to my parents' house and it's very like, there's stone. It's not modern. I mean, my parents are older.
That's
but
a beautiful house, though.
It's beautiful in its own. There's like rock and stone on the outside and whatever. And I like walk up and there's this teal doormat.
Oh,
and I was like, "Oh, pretty, but like what?" And so I walked inside, I went up to my parents' room and I was like, "Mom, like grandma put that there, right?" And my mom's like, "Yeah, isn't that weird?" She's like putting decorations around. My mom's like, "It's so nice of her. Like she's trying to be nice, but it's just funny." Or my mom cleaned out the fridge. And then I guess my mom said, my grandma texts her later, like, "Did someone clean out the fridge?" Which, duh, it's clean. And my mom's like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Oh, I can clean it out later." My mom's like, "I don't need you to clean it out later. I just cleaned it." Like, just so weird. But it was funny. So me and my mom were in her room, like, talking about it. Because obviously, like, she's sweet and she's living there, but she's kind of like a nuisance a little bit, you know? Just, I feel like old people are. And we hear, like, a banging. It's not a knock, but it's like a ch-ch-ch. And my mom's like, "What was that?" And so I go over, my parents are upstairs, my grandma's downstairs, and the stairs like kind of cross each other. My grandma had like a stick and she banged on the like, she didn't want to walk all the way up the stairs. She banged a stick on the top of the stairs to get our attention.
Oh, I'm going to throw up.
To ask me to get her paper towels.
I'm going to kill myself.
I didn't tell you that.
Oh, my freaking gosh. She walked past the paper towels. Found a stick somewhere.
I don't know what it was. It was like a roll of something. And she like was hitting the top of the stairs to get our attention.
Ah, that makes me so mad. Get them. There's paper towels. She walked past them.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
It's just annoying because it was so inconveniencing. Like I was in the middle of something and I had to go downstairs and get the paper towel. Well, they were up high in the garage.
But also still. Like you have to think. Yeah. You have to consider like your parents' house. You're like, it's a large home, which means you were far away from the paper towels and she like was right there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's well, fine.
It also stinks because me and my mom will be up there and we'll hear Patty. And then we like stop talking and me and my mom just look at each other and then we hear Patty.
You're like, she's not going to notice. She can tell. She can smell like, fear.
We wait a little bit. We don't like. My mom's like, she can come up here and ask me what she needs. Like, why? Oh, my mom goes, why doesn't she text me?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, just call. My mom's like,
she can just text me or call me.
I don't know.
It's okay. She's very sweet, but I'm going to come right out and say it. She's annoying.
It's just. And
we're going to miss her. My mom does say this. My mom's like, I'm going to miss her when she's gone.
Well, yeah. She's annoying. Just also anyone in your home, in your space.
Yeah.
Is annoying. Anyone. Yeah. Like, I really don't want anyone ever in my house ever.
Mm-hmm.
A new person moving in, like, everything changes.
Yeah, well, I will say it's annoying to, like, have to clean off your countertop 3 times a day because grandma's putting, like, a vase on it and just things. My mom's like, ugh. My mom, like, grabs it and runs downstairs and puts the vase in her room. Or the rug that was out front, the doormat that my grandma bought, my mom... I went out back with my grandma and we're like catching chickens for my 16-month-old that loves chickens. And I like get the sliding glass door and I'm like walking in and my mom's coming. She's on her way with the rug outside to put it outside in the backyard. And she goes, oh, grandma's out there. And she like turns around and runs back and puts it back in the front. Like she's trying to remove things when my grandma's not looking because mm-hmm. she doesn't want to hurt her feelings.
I just, yeah, I don't know. I mean, everyone knows how I feel about old people. I just can't stand them.
But your grandpa is the funniest.
Yeah, he's hilarious. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you're allowed to think old people are annoying and still have old people that you love.
Yeah.
My grandpa is hilarious. Yeah. And I love him a lot, but I'm still allowed to say that, like, old people are dumb. Because there's a lot of old people are dumb. Okay. Have you ever seen an old person driving... and their mouth is not wide open. Think about it.
And they like have like curved shoulders.
Every time I've seen an old person just in the wild, their mouth is just wide open. At the store, driving, at freaking walking across the street.
Jordan.
Hmm.
Tell about Jeremy.
This episode is brought to you by Bucked Up. Mission New Year, New You starts now. If you are looking for great workouts to shed body fat and achieve real results, ditch your weak-ass supplements and get bucked up. Sure, you could go another year hiding from your reflection, or you could finally own your life and shatter last year's limitations. Transformation takes work. Bucked Up helps with epic benefits. Energy, endurance, power, pump, fat burning, and infinitely more. Fuel your fitness goals with the best supplements and gym apparel on the market. Get bucked up. Use code Jordan at checkout for 20% off. Again, that is code Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, at checkout for 20% off. This episode is brought to you by Thread Wallets. Thread Wallets makes functional and unique products to help you carry on. Declutter your life with minimalist wallets, lanyards, crossbody bags, and tote bags, all designed to be the ultimate sidekick for wherever life takes you. Their products are durable, stylish, and slim, and make carrying your essentials easy. Their elastic wallet keeps all your cards and cash secure without being bulky. Clip it onto a thread lanyard with one of their lip balm holders and your keys, and you're ready to go. Whether you're climbing a mountain, traveling the world, or just heading to work, Thread Wallets is there to keep it all together. Check out all their carry essentials at threadwallets.com. So my brother-in-law sent me a video that he took when they all went to the cabin and the and their grandma went to. It's a 15-minute long video that I had to download through iCloud. It took forever. And basically the video is Allie's grandma sitting on the couch on her phone, and my brother-in-law is recording it from like basically just standing up right behind her, like, just pointing his phone at her. And on the phone, you see that it's like one of those really old fake scam ads that's like, you have won $15,000. Claim your prize now. And it shows her going through the steps of like putting in her name and all of her information and like pressing on these sketchy links. And the best part is she asks my in-laws for their address because she needs it to put in there to like her name and address and everything to win this money. She needs that money. You don't want to lose that. You don't want to lose on this opportunity to get
Jeremy's just recording her doing this and it's taking her so long. So old.
My favorite part.
It's just her fingers with the phone.
Yeah, but my favorite part is she goes like, she goes, gets to the address part and she goes like, what's your guy's address again? And my parent-in-laws say the address and she goes, oh, okay. And they go, why? And she just shakes her head. She's like, I just always forget. Like lying to them.
Yeah.
She's probably like, I'm not sharing this money with these sons of bitches. $15,000. I'm going to Mexico. I'm going on a cruise.
That is so funny.
And then my favorite part. My favorite part of the video is that she gets to the end and it's like obviously just a cycle. If you know these things, it's just a loop where it's going to lead you back into another thing to put in your information. It's going to just get a virus on your phone.
And she was going through every step. Jeremy sat there and watched her and let her go through every single step, knowing very well that it was a scam, but because it was such a funny video.
There's the very ending of the video. She's trying to click on like the submit button or whatever. The thing is, it's like a big gold button, like, okay, done. And she's trying to tap on it. And it like probably 20 times she like taps it. Cause it's like not working because it's not a real link. It's just like a JPEG of a thing. And it's just so funny watching her like just keep trying it. She's so old and like tries it for so long. And the music in the background of the show that was playing, it's hilarious. It's the best 10, 15 seconds ever. That made me laugh a lot. And it's just like, I was looking at it and I'm like, how, I know she's old, but how do old people not understand? Like, how do you not understand? Because the other link she was going through is like, initially it said like $15,000 and then it was like millions of dollars. It's like, you really think that you got an email?
My mom all the time says like, poor Dixie got her card hacked again. Like this happens all
but
the time.
But like, how do you not understand?
I have no idea. Something that I don't understand, and this was a thought that came into my brain the other day. Do old people taste food? Like, they're so old. How do you, for example, my grandma moved in and all of a sudden there's like bags of chips and like soda and stuff in my parents' pantry. And I'm like, wait, she enjoys things? Like, old people can taste? And
I thought
like,
old people just ate applesauce every day.
I don't know why, but that was weird for me because I just thought old people. Like, obviously they can taste, but that's just weird to me. I can't imagine my grandma being like, oh, I need a Dorito. And then going and getting chips and eating them and tasting them and liking them.
Well, most old people go to like just the Golden Corral. Or so, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no taste there.
That's true.
It's just a bunch of mush. The only thing that tastes good there is like maybe the pizza.
That's like 80-year-old digestion.
Well, right you there. Can't, you just can't picture an old person being like, oh my gosh, there's this new dive bar in Phoenix and like they have this thing that's amazing. You can't picture them like wanting that. I can't. I never had thought about it until
it
right now.
It is weird. I don't know. I know that's a weird thing for me to think, but I obviously always have those kinds of thoughts in my head, like high thoughts or whatever. I just don't understand.
You had another high thought. Recently, you asked me a question, and I wanted to talk about it, but I can't remember.
Really?
We'll have to, like, gather. You'll have to start writing down, because you have some weird thoughts sometimes.
I know. I think the weirdest things.
But they're funny.
Yeah. Okay, something that I was going to ask you. Do you know the reason behind why corn kernels show up in your poop after you chew them?
No, I thought they just, like, didn't digest good enough. What do you mean?
Like, when you eat corn... Why does it show up in your poop after?
That's true. I chew it up.
Yeah, you're chewing and chewing.
Maybe one slips through there.
I don't know.
Because I like inhale the food.
Yeah.
I don't even enjoy it.
Well, I read that your body digests, so the husk, the outside of it, you're chewing it, but it doesn't actually chew up. And so you eat it, it goes through your digestive system, your body doesn't digest it, and then it just comes out perfectly whole.
That's so
and
weird.
And your body just digested what, like, the juices and stuff inside of it.
That's so weird.
Or something. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that is strange.
That was something I was thinking about the other day.
Are there other things that do that? I know it's like only the oldest joke in the book is like corn kernels in your poop. But is there other things?
I don't know.
Man, we have to talk about, speaking of.
Oh, and there's something else I was going to say to you, and I should have brought it up at the beginning of the episode.
What?
My friend messaged me after listening to episode 13, and she listened to the end, you know, where you talk about like passing out from sex.
Mm-hmm.
She said her friend passes out from sex.
Just every time?
She said that, first off, she was saying that her friend told her that and she had to go to the doctor for it. And the doctor said that's like a rare disorder and it happens. But I asked my friend, is it from like actual intercourse or is it from the orgasm? And she's like, I'll have to ask her and get back to you because I have no idea.
Well, because what if she's, what if she's like masturbating in the bath and then passes out and drowns?
Yeah, it's probably from like the actual sex, but I don't know how or why.
I have no idea, but I hope her husband is a good guy because he just gets to keep going even though she's passed out. Like, what is the...
He probably freaked out.
What's the agreement there? Like, okay, we all know I'm going to pass out, so just set a timer for like an extra 5 minutes and then wake me up when you're done. How does that work? That's really funny. But speaking of poop, we have to talk about what just happened to me in the bathroom.
Okay.
My stomach is so bad. And there's two reasons I think it's so bad. And I have to talk about them.
Okay.
Okay? So right off the bat, I want to say what I did this weekend. Because my body hurts so bad and I'm exhausted and I have to talk about it. This weekend, I did like basically my buddy, Michael, set up this whole big tournament of sports. And he did it months in advance. Where we're going to play sports all day long. And like have certain teams and you get switched around in the teams and you get points. If you win, like if your team gets first place, you get a certain amount of points. If your team gets second, you get a certain amount of points. The individual at the end, because you switch teams around, the individual at the end wins the cash prize that all of us pitched in money to go towards the cash prize. So Friday night, I played sand volleyball. Saturday morning, 8 a.m., I played basketball. Then we played dodgeball. Then we went to a park, ate pizza, which, by the way, I had 6 pieces of a Venezia's pizza, 6, which was not a smart idea. And then we played spike ball, then football, then wiffle ball. And all the sports are like a tournament. So there's 4 teams of 4, or if it's spike ball, you have like just you and a partner. And we did like round robin, bunch of games each sport. It was really fun. And your boy won first place. I did. So that was really fun. But my body hurts so bad. I wore my heart rate monitor thing that I have to work out when I work out. I burned 6,000 calories in 8 hours. Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome.
But my body hurts so bad.
Yes. And your bowels are paying for it too.
Well, yeah, because I
think it made everything just like, well, we also have fish tacos last night.
Yeah. So here's what I was going to say. So that's one, my body's like was freaked out and I was just running on pre-workout and like a bunch of pizza, and then I played a lot of sports, and that makes me have to kind of go to the bathroom anyway. Like, you know, when you do leg day, you just have to poop so bad. That's one thing. So this is yesterday, all day sports. Then last night we went out to dinner with some friends. Then they came back to our house and we hung out, and it was getting kind of late, and we were like, man, we're freaking hungry.
Oh yeah.
So this is what happened. It was pretty late, and we hadn't seen them in a while, so that's why they stayed over late. And they're like, we're gonna like order some pizza. And we'll eat it and then we'll leave. We'll get out of your guys' hair. It was like midnight at the time.
We also had our kids spending the night for the first time since Bailey's been born.
They spend the night at your parents'
house. At my in-laws, yeah.
At
my parents', yeah.
So it was nice. We just we hadn't had that in 2 years almost, and we were just hanging out. So our friends ordered some pizza. It wasn't working. And like they tried a few times. The website wasn't working. They didn't have that pizza place on Postmates or anything. So they were just trying to do it through the actual pizza place's website. It wasn't working. They bought like 2 pizzas. A thing of crazy bread, a 2-liter thing of soda, like we're all going to share it. And they're like, I don't know, it's not working. And they left, and Allie, you went to bed.
Yeah, I was so freaking tired.
And so I was starving because I had thought about the food. So my friends left, and I postmated McDonald's because it was open. And I just got like a Big Mac meal, you know, so Big Mac and fries and a drink. I just got a Powerade. And that was almost here. And then my buddy calls me and says, hey, the pizza's still coming. It like worked somehow. And so he's like, do you want me to cancel it? And he's like, it won't let me cancel it on the website. So what do we do? And I said, I'll just pay you for the pizza. Like, I'll just pay, because I paid half already, but I was like, I'll just pay you the rest and I'll just like have the pizza, I guess. I ate like half of a pizza. I ate half of it and then I ate my Big Mac meal.
That's disgusting.
It was disgusting.
You don't usually eat like a monster, but some nights you just pound the food down and it grosses me out. It's disgusting. Or something else he'll do. And it kind of bothers me a little bit. I feel like I have three kids, not just two. Mm-hmm. But I'll buy like pretzels and then he'll just eat.
Okay, the girls and I share them though.
Yeah, but you're like a glutton when it comes to pretzels. You just like eat the whole thing. I'm like, no wonder like he's in the toilet like pooping his brains out, because you just like eat the whole thing of pretzels. Yeah. A whole bag.
I could eat a whole bag of pretzels in one sitting. I really could. It's so good to me. I don't know. It's the perfect food to watch a show or something. So then you like forget that you're eating, because it's light enough to where you can just keep eating them. It's not like I'm eating a big hearty meal, you know? Mm-hmm. Like when we went out to dinner, I only got three tacos. I didn't get that much food. I don't get that much food. But sometimes I ate a lot. So I had the really bad stomach issues right now.
And I'm surprised. You poop right now?
While
we're talking?
I'll be honest, I could. Yeah. I don't have to though.
That's good.
I kind of always could poop at any time.
Can I tell you something else?
Please.
So I like have all these things lined up that I want to tell you. I was looking up, I don't know if it was on Reddit or what, but it was like, what is the like creepiest thing you could ingest, or like the worst thing that your body could ingest? And I came upon this thing called the guinea worm. Have you ever heard of the guinea worm?
No, I have not.
Okay, I took screenshots, so I have to find it now because it was a while. All right. It says, I'm pretty sure this could pass as one of the nastiest things to enter you. Guinea worm, a parasitic worm known scientifically as whatever. In a nutshell, when this worm, God forbid, enters your body, it travels through your tissues, causing severe pain for months until it's fully grown. The adult female grows to 3 to 6 feet. Now here's the devilishly cruel thing the parasite does. The grown guinea worm eventually travels to the host's feet and legs, where it causes a painful blister / ulcer and seeks to exit the host's body. Hmm. What helps to relieve the burning sensation and pain? Dipping your feet in water. The infected person immerses their feet in a usually dirty and unprotected water source. When in water, the female quickly contracts as the ulcer and blister and lays thousands of larvae in the water where they await their next victim. Talk about a cunning life form that's totally outsmarting humanity. Minutes, hours, or days later, the larva can live in the water for a couple of days. Another person comes by the river to fetch drinking water. The larva enter their new host and lives in the host body for about a year. After that, the female again exits from the host's feet and the horrible cycle is repeated.
Ugh.
How does that make you feel?
Awful.
Well, it says when the tip of the worm emerges at the feet, the rest of the worm is pulled out bit by bit, sometimes a few centimeters a day, by winding it around a small stick, causing great pain and sometimes disability.
A few centimeters a day? Ugh.
Isn't that the most like horrific thing? Like, my that gosh. Should be in a movie.
It probably is. It makes me think of when I was a kid, the one thing that just got stuck in my brain was there's this one fish, eel, worm thing that like goes in your dick hole. Have you heard this before?
I've heard about it.
It goes like in your dick hole when you're swimming in the river or whatever. And then it like has little prongs that lock it in.
Ugh.
Can you imagine that?
No.
It sounds awful.
So did that scare you when you would bathe in the rivers in Guatemala and Mexico?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of stuff did.
Yeah.
I knew there was going to be stuff like that, but luckily nothing ever happened to me.
Yeah, you even came home with some nice feet too. Like your feet weren't like fungusy at all.
No, I was really lucky. Which
was really weird.
Because I have lots of pictures and videos of stuff of like me walking in floods. Just all day my feet were soaked and nothing. I'm super lucky, but I know that picture that you just showed me, that worm is in like Africa or something?
It's definitely third world country type stuff. But I had never heard of that before.
No, me neither.
So.
There's a lot of scary stuff. I saw something about like, you always see these things where it's like new fish on the beach that no one's ever seen. It looks like a monster.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. I hate the ocean.
I think all water like terrifies me because we really just don't know what's inside of it. There's a girl I follow on Instagram. She's really sweet and I do like her a lot. But she has said in her stories, like, oh, the ocean's amazing. It fascinates me, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I couldn't disagree more. The ocean is terrifying and it is not wonderful at all. Like, it is not. I think that photographers and videographers romanticize, like, the coral reef. And they, like, take, like, pretty videos and the water that's see-through and stuff. But think about the majority of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that pretty.
At least what we have access to.
Yeah. You know,
like, the beach in California is not the same. It's, like, brown water.
That's true. I guess it could be more, like, beautiful. I mean, obviously, it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
From a distance. But actually, being inside of it, that or, like, the lake. Like, lakes are so creepy. My family has a boat, and when I do go, I just go to hang out and get a tan because I'm one of those girls that, like, I mean, obviously, I'll get in and do some, whatever, wake surfing. But the whole time I'm just thinking about all the fish underneath me, and I like, it's like an anxiety
thing. Well, for me, the thing that scares me with that too is like, because I like to wakeboard, I grew up doing that. I always liked it. But every time when I would like fall and then they have to turn around and get me, and you're just sitting in the lake all quiet and they're far away turning around. Just being like out in the middle freaks me out.
Oh,
that's so the same freaky with the ocean. Like, I don't like the ocean really anyway. I mean, I'll get in when we go to the beach and I'll get in and whatever, but I don't like going out far. Sometimes when I'm out in the ocean, I'll get this little feeling of like, what if right now I got yanked by a shark?
Ooh.
Like, that freaks me out and I have to swim back into shore, but like try not to freak out because people are watching me.
Not even sharks, like eels and stuff.
Just
they're all so
literally
creepy
anything.
And yuck. Ugh.
So the idea of being out in the open ocean freaks me out.
It's like my biggest fear. Like, I always tell you, we should go on a cruise, like, because we went on one for a honeymoon and it was fine. But like, I think about going in the middle of the ocean again and I'm like, I don't think I could do it ever again.
Mm-mm.
I might never go on a cruise ever again in my life.
It's just creepy.
It is.
And there's also cruises, like when you were a kid, you went on one to the Bahamas and there was like freaking scary storms happening, right?
Yeah. There was a TikTok I saw, and it was literally a video of them saying, like, over the intercom, man overboard. Like, someone had fallen over the railing, and they're SOL.
Can you imagine?
The cruise ship doesn't turn around. They don't stop. They don't look for you.
They have to. They don't just
they
leave
don't.
You.
I mean...
Are you kidding me?
I'm pretty sure it just... Maybe they do for a second, but usually you get sucked under the boat. That's what people are saying.
Oh my God.
You get sucked under immediately and you drown right away anyways. And so many people are saying, imagine like falling in and then coming up for air in the cruise ship. You're watching it go away because what are they going to do? Postpone and wait for you for 3 days? Like, that's like a risk that you're taking when you go on cruises.
That's terrifying.
That's why you need to not go by the railing.
Yeah, that's scary. That's just a huge fear. Real bad.
And it's weird that me and you both have the same fear.
It's good, because can you imagine if you were like, I just am obsessed with surfing and I want to go and freaking move to Hawaii and just be in the ocean all day, I'd be like, hey, go by yourself. Because no, thank you. It doesn't sound fun.
I know.
That's disgusting. I hate that.
The worm?
Yeah, the worm is disgusting.
It is gross. Any kind of parasitic things are gross, but that one is like... I mean, we all have worms, I guess, and parasites, and we should all do parasite cleanses. But that one has to exit through your foot.
Oh, that sounds awful.
They make a blister, and they literally just, like, bury their little worm head through your tissues.
You stupid idiot worms.
I know. It's so creepy.
I saw this video once where it was, like, same sort of deal, of different type of worm, but same kind of vibe, I feel like. But it was getting taken out of a cat's nose.
Yeah. It was the bot worm, right?
Yeah.
The bot fly?
Yeah.
Those things are creepy.
There's just a lot.
Remember how on Survivor, there is that parasite that went in the girl's ear and she was freaking out and I couldn't even watch her freak out because it was freaking me out, like watching.
She's saying like, I can feel it in there moving. I can
That's
hear
like
it.
That's like a big fear of mine is having a bug go in my ear even.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to hear it, that gives me the chills.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
And someone was saying, because the bug did eventually like crawl out of the girl's ear and she actually stayed on the show for a long time. Like, I thought she would be leaving. I would have left the first day if I had something in my ear. But it actually crawled out and a lot of people are saying like, oh, that was a bot fly. Like, that could have been really bad if it like laid its larva or whatever.
That's terrifying.
It's so scary.
I hate that. But do you want to do Would You Rather?
Yeah.
So let's do the results from last week because it was really fun.
Okay.
So if anyone doesn't know, or just to clarify, we're going to go over the results from last week's, and then we're going to do a new one, post the question on my the Instagram story for you guys to vote, because I love hearing people's responses.
Mm-hmm.
People send in their reasoning for choosing which one they would rather do. And so just if you don't know, if you're not already, then just follow along with these polls on Instagram. It's really fun. So last week we did the poll. The question was, would you rather have sex with Hades, the bad guy from Hercules, or Rasputin, the bad guy from Anastasia? And I have the results, and it was overwhelmingly Hades. And this is what's so funny. There were a handful of people that chose Rasputin, and I asked them why, and each of them, the people that chose Rasputin, the reason why is because of his huge horse cock. Every time. They knew. They already had knew the story about him in real life. And so that's hilarious. But I wanted to read a few different responses to people's reasonings, and then we're going to get into this next one, okay? So my sister told me this.
I love this so much.
She said, okay, I've decided Hades. And here are my reasons. I bet you like $1 million that when he orgasms, the flame shoots higher out of his head, and that would be amazing. Also, I'm pretty sure that creepy Rasputin's penis would fall off in my vagina, like in the movie when his eyeballs pop out. And then she said, therefore, it wouldn't be as satisfying for me. And I think that's hilarious.
That is so funny. The fact that when she said that first part, I could envision the Hades flames like just going crazy.
And then this one made me laugh too. I had a lot of people tell me why. This was hilarious. My buddy Paul, he said Rasputin because Hades' teeth about to mess me up bad. You feel me? Plus he literally is on fire. That was so funny. You know, didn't hear that one? Paul's
his
hilarious.
His teeth are like pointy, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're going to mess me up bad. You feel me?
You feel me?
No, it was hilarious. So I loved that. And I'm excited for this new Would You Rather. So we had a lot of people send stuff in. And I'm going to be honest, I'd heard most of the ones they've said.
Yeah.
So that's not as fun for me.
What would give an example of some of the ones.
The most sent in question was, would you rather watch your parents have sex every day for a year or join in once to make it stop? Like you're on a never ending cycle.
Yeah.
And that one's, I've heard it before, and mm-hmm. I don't really want to get into it because we've heard it so many times. Well, I guess what's your answer? We can just do that, I guess.
Join in and make it stop.
Yeah, probably. Just make it stop.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that either one's just traumatic. Let's just make it not be last as long.
Yeah, I don't really like going over for Thanksgiving dinner anyway, so let's just get this out of the way. Oh, it's going to be awkward either way. So that one was most sent in, but we had one that was perfect.
Was it? You yes. had one?
I have one that's perfect, I think.
Okay.
Let me see if I can explain it. Would you rather have your full-time job for a year? 40 hours a week, you take an hour lunch Monday through Friday. It's your full-time job for a year. Be to ride roller coasters. What's your favorite roller coaster?
I don't have one.
Okay, so like whatever, freaking.
I love roller coasters, so that's
would
great.
You rather have your full-time job be to ride the same roller coaster all day, take an hour lunch, finish like all day, every day for a year, ride roller coasters, or you can't wash your hands for a year?
Dang.
Think about how awful it would be to ride a roller coaster all day. It takes what? It takes 30 seconds to a minute on a roller coaster.
You just I think do that it wouldn't be good for your brain. Mm-mm. I would rather not wash my hands.
But think about how disgusting that is.
It's disgusting, but you can do hand sanitizer.
No, you. That's cheating. That's washing
that's
your
not
hands.
Cheating. Oh, that's not washing.
Get out of here. Yeah, come on.
No.
Allie.
What?
That's washing your hands.
No, it's not. Washing your hands is soap and water. It would still suck to not be able to
no,
do that.
No, you can't wash your hands. You can't clean your hands.
You can't clean them ever?
No, that's the whole freaking
question. Can't wipe
question.
Them on my shirt?
You can wipe it off, but you can't like...
Then I all do that. I'll
we
choose
have,
that
I
over.
Have such a problem with playing Would You Rathers with you because you cheat. And you say like, no, I would just like scrub my hands. It's not washing. That's you. It's like, it's still freaking washing your hands.
Okay, which one do you pick?
I would choose the hands.
Yeah, me too.
Because, well, I don't know actually, because if you get so used to a roller coaster, you could just listen to a podcast or a book on tape and just chill on the roller coaster. It wouldn't like give you a headache anymore.
Nope. I would do hands still.
You get paid to do it though. So you have to have not washed hands and like still figure out how to do your stuff. You would have to do people's lashes with disgusting hands, or you could get paid to be on freaking California Screaming or whatever.
Hands.
Not wash your hands?
Yeah. I would rather do that. But don't make me feel bad about it.
All the makeup on your hands.
What? Why are you trying to get me to change my answer?
I feel like you haven't thought about it.
Okay, so what's your answer?
My answer is not wash my hands, but I know how you don't play. You like don't play the game right, so I didn't know if you'd given it thought.
I did give it thought. That's what I choose.
Okay, so you'd rather not wash your hands for a year. Okay.
That is a good one, though.
You like that one?
Yeah.
What, do you have one or no?
No, I haven't thought of any.
Okay. I have some, but you told me not to ask one here.
What one?
Just they're inappropriate, you said.
Oh, which one? Say one.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather walk in on your dad having sex with a dog?
No.
You freaking told me to say it.
Oh, not this one.
Or.
I said we draw the line with the bestiality.
Or a dog having sex with your dad.
What do you pick?
The dog. I pick my dad doing it to the dog, because then there's a little bit of like power lost if the dog's doing it to him, you know what I'm saying? If it's the other way around, it's like, oh, just like, this is what he's into, I guess, but I couldn't handle the dog doing it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I just don't want
to
answer.
I think you're not good. You need to learn how to remove yourself from the situation. It's not actually going to happen.
I know.
Like, I just don't want you to have like a hard day after this, after hearing that.
It's just gonna affect the rest of my day.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
You're gonna be walking down the street like kicking a rock.
I know, sad. Like just listening to Kelly Clarkson.
I'm gonna post that one about the hands washing versus the roller coaster. I think is a good one.
That's a really hard one to decide.
They both would be terrible.
Yeah.
But I'll post that on the story. I want to see your guys' responses. And do you have anything else?
No.
Okay. I guess we're just gonna call it then. Follow me on Instagram at. Just follow us on Instagram at Quintessential Pod. Send in any of your would you rathers, of your that won't do's, any of your complaints. You can send them into the email at quintessentialpod@gmail.com. And you got anything else for me, cutie?
Nope.
All right. Well, smell you later, guys.
See ya.
Bye.